It's always tricky to discuss politics in the workplace, especially in an election year like 2016. But what if that's your job? Well, for 8th grade U.S. history teachers across the state, it is. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
At Elk Ridge Middle School in South Jordan, student Michaelin Schilling asked a question that's on a lot of voters' minds during an election year.
How much do our votes, like, really matter? Because I know that, like, we're not actually voting for the president, but, like, we're voting to let, like, the people vote for the president.
Well, the Electoral College, the people that we send for the Electoral College, there's going to be six votes for Utah.
Steve Pollock handles the question like a pro. He's been teaching U.S. history to middle school students for the past 19 years, and he loves discussing politics with his students around election time. But he admits 2016 is unlike any other year.
And it's kind of scary to talk about it in the classroom a little bit because there really is some big emotions that come out when we talk about the presidential candidates.
Mr. Pollock and I talk in hushed tones while his students work. He says class discussions have been very divisive. The students have strong feelings this year, especially about Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And whenever a student goes as far as saying they hate one of those candidates, Mr. Pollock pushes back.
What exactly do you not like about him? What is it? Tell me.
He challenges them to base their feelings on platforms and policies, instead of news headlines and dinner table talk. And he has one big message he shares again and again.
You have to show respect for the presidency. The office of the presidency, you need to show respect.
It's obvious that an election year like this one matters a lot to Mr. Pollock. He's passionate, and at times he has to keep his feelings in check.
How much of your own political views do you let slip out?
It comes out all the time. I try not to.
He really does want his students to think for themselves, and this coming Tuesday, they'll have a chance to express their thoughts. All of Elk Ridge Middle School students will be voting in a school-wide mock election. And Mr. Pollock is excited to see which candidate his students choose. Because regardless of who wins, it makes for some great classroom discussions. Lee Hale, KUER News.